Peace, everyone. This is Alicia coming to you from Houston, Texas. You are tuned in to the Microdosing Podcast, and I am your host, Alicia. Thank you so much for being here. I look forward to giving this information to you. Today, we are talking about the benefits and the powerful way, the powerful understanding and concept of sacred listening. Yes. So sacred listening is really at the core of all healing. It goes beyond just hearing. It actually involves being fully present and attuned, not just to the words being spoken, but to the emotions, the energy, and unspoken truths that lie beneath the surface, like the things that we really don't want to talk about. It's a practice that requires empathy, openness, and a willingness to understand without judgment. And when it comes to healing, sacred listening, it's invaluable. It enables us to truly understand our own needs and our emotions, and it helps us foster a deep connection with ourselves. And this foundation, this connection, is actually the foundation of self-love and self-care, which is essential to any of our healing journeys. So when we talk about self-love and self-care, you know, we will often talk about aesthetics. I'm going to get my hair done. I'm going to get my nails done. You know, I'm going on this trip, doing this, doing that. And those things are definitely in alignment with self-care and self-love. There is also another component to that. And that part is being fully transparent with yourself so that you can hear the downloads that have been sent to you specifically. It's part of your healing journey. And sometimes we can be so busy wanting to talk and say the things that we feel like we need to say that we miss what is being given to us to help us along in our healing journey, and closer to our purpose. You have to find time to be still and to be quiet and find that tranquility in your spirit. You need to be intentional about meditation. It's so simple. It just seems hard because people are hard on themselves about not being able to stay focused and their mind wandering off. It doesn't matter. Just bring yourself back in. Meditation is one of the most powerful ways that you could put yourself intentionally in a place of receiving and listening. It helps us become more present, less reactive, and more in tune with our own emotions and thoughts, opposed to projecting out to other people and telling them how they're feeling and what they're thinking. It decreases stress and anxiety. It increases focus, and it just promotes a greater sense of well-being. When it comes to energetics and energy healing, meditation plays a crucial role. It can help us become more sensitive to our own energy and the energy around us, fostering a deeper understanding of ourselves and our relationship with the world. These are just things that I feel like are tools that are often overlooked because they're not grandiose. You don't have to go into a temple to practice meditation. You don't have to, you know, have this amazing room with all the tapestry and incense and chimes and tuning forks and sound bowls. You can have those things. They're great to have. I have them. But that's not necessarily where I'm meditating all the time. Create sacred spaces in your home. I have a few altars in my home. I also make altars for my clients who desire to have that in their home. And that altar spends a couple of weeks with me so I can cure it with specific oils, and I can activate the altar for them, and it allows them to create a sacred space in their home. So that when they walk by it or they see it, it intentionally, it becomes a healthy trigger that says, you know what? I need to sit down and I need to meditate. There have even been times where, you know, I know I needed to meditate. I know I needed to do certain things. And I would just stubbornly not do it. And that's just a form of self-sabotage. It's like, why are you punishing yourself right now? You deserve so much better. You know you deserve better. But you understand that there's a responsibility when it comes to your healing. You are responsible. You are responsible for how it moves through your life. You are responsible to stop doing things that would typically cause you harm. There are things that you're going to have to let go and move past. And that responsibility sometimes is just too much. So you'll just shut off your sacred listening. You don't want to be fully present. You'll do things to escape. You'll drink alcohol excessively. Maybe you'll smoke excessively. Everything is in excess. You'll eat excessively. You'll ignore all of the cries that your body is screaming out to you. You'll just, you know, chalk it up as you got the sniffles or something. But deep down, holistically, in sacred listening, you know there's more going on with you. But the refusal to address those things, the refusal to not want to be well and be better, sometimes it's bigger than the desire to actually surrender. And sacred listening puts you in position to be able to surrender to the will of the divine source. There are so many beautiful things that have been set up for you by design, but you will not know the full presence of those gifts until you understand what it is to quiet the noise and sit in solitude and start listening and receiving the downloads that only sacred listening will allow you to do. Just remember that sacred listening is an exploration of energy healing. It's part of the process. It's a journey that requires patience and understanding, and most importantly, listening. So I'll go ahead and end it there. Thank you for joining me again on this journey. And if you feel like you need support in these areas, you are more than welcome to reach out to me through Instagram at Microdosing with Alicia, or also at Analog Earth Healing Hub on all social media platforms, or even on the website, Analog Earth Healing Hub. Also, do not forget that we're going to be doing some intentional healing at our retreat in Sedona, Arizona from October 26th through the 29th of this year, 2023. And all of the things that you're hearing in this podcast, all of these energetic vibrations and things that I'm speaking about, you are going to be able to experience in real time at the retreat. So we would love to have you. If you need more information and you want the breakdown of the details, please visit www.loveherretreats.com. And until we speak again, thank you so much for being here. I am your host, Alicia. Please be kind to yourself and each other. Peace and progress.